Hello, Sister Dipti. Can you see the group, Dipti? They're going to show you in a minute. There you go.
Yes, yes. I'm sitting right there.
You're sitting right here. How many of you know Sister Dipti? A few, right. Okay. So probably every year since 1995, well, maybe not 95 for Dipti, maybe 97, we have been together in supporting young adults like yourself to come close to Baba, to come close to the Yajna, and to create a strong foundation in Brahmin life. So this is the first year that we are not together, physically. So we are good friends for many, many years, and I really wanted her to be present so that we could, what we do best is we chit-chat a lot. Sometimes when I get an inspiration, I talk to her about it. Sometimes when she gets an inspiration, she talks to me about it. Even if she's in South Africa and I'm somewhere wandering around in the world, we find time to connect. So today, Dipti Ben, the topic is the one time. And this morning, who remembers what Didi shared this morning? What stood out for you from what Suresh Didi shared this morning on the topic? There's only one, not another one. Sorry? Or else not number one. Yes. Yes? You don't want to share? Baba is a giver and forgiver. What else does she say? Baba will accept you the way you are. What else, sisters?
Baba appreciates for everything you do.
Baba appreciates everything you do. Whereas people, the other kind of love, expects. Right? One appreciates, one accepts. What else?
Baba is open-hearted and open-minded.
Baba's open-hearted, open-minded.
He's like a clean mirror.
Yes.
He doesn't judge.
No judgment. There's a lot going on here. What's happening that side? Yes? Baba doesn't keep an account of your weaknesses. He doesn't leave that impression. Even if you've made a mistake, do you feel in Baba's drishti you've made a mistake? You're bad? No. You don't feel that. And there's no jealousy if he's got somebody else. Somebody else. We're very happy. The more people become his beloved companions, we're very happy. Right? Do you see the difference of night and day between having Baba as your companion and a human as your companion? One opens your heart, expands your heart, opens your mind, heals your heart. And the other one? It puts limitations, right? Yeah, it's controlling. It's like mud. She talked about mud today. What does mud do? It clings to you. So hopefully you get a flavor from the morning, Dipti. Yes?
Yes.
So I guess maybe I can share for 5 minutes and then you kick in and we can continue a conversation on this topic. But there's a video I want to show all of you before we start. You know that video I sent you on email? Could you play that video, please? So whilst they're engaging that, I'd like your attention to come here. Thank you. One of the things in my Brahmin life that has made me understand the value of time is the cycle. When Baba says, we are souls that have taken 84 births, what does that feel like to you? If you were to accept this statement that I am a soul that has taken 84 births, how would you feel? What kind of a soul would that be? Filled with a lot of sanskars, hence a lot of experience. What else? Yes?
Fortunate.
You are a soul that has taken 84 births. You're an ancestor. This side? You have the chance to come into the first division.
Hamara.
Because you're full. So do you think anything is impossible for a soul that's taken 84 births? If you have so many sanskars in each birth, look how much you do. Right? Maybe you sing, you dance, you speak, in the next birth you do all kinds of things. You accumulate a vast experience over 84 births. So in that experience, if you remember I'm a soul that's taken 84 births, then can you experience weakness? Yes or no? It's a trick question.
We can, but we can overcome.
Ha ha! We can experience weakness, but we can overcome it. Everything you need to become fully complete is inside you. Everything. Because you've done it many times. So sometimes when you forget, I'm a soul that's taken 84 births, and you sit there as whatever your name is, Darshini, isn't it? That sister with the glasses? Vidya. Right. I keep forgetting your name. So if you sit there as Vidya, or sit there as Gopi, or sit there as... what's your name? Sugha. Right? Or you sit there as Paulina. In this one birth, all of these individuals have very limited sanskars and nature. So you will always feel not quite comfortable in your skin. There is a part of you that's much bigger. But you've put that big part in a small box. So what is that going to do to your self-respect? What's that going to do to your self-respect? Sorry? You're going to sabotage yourself. You know what self-sabotage is? Right? That there is a part of you that is big and it's speaking to you. Because that is fixed. You are sitting here because you are a soul that's taken 84 births. And then what you're doing by holding on to this limited one birth, you end up sabotaging that. No, go away. I want to have fun. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to be responsible. Go away. And that's when you enter a cycle of self-sabotage. You start making yourself weak. Because in Ravan's kingdom, the only way you can survive is if you stay weak. That's exactly where he wants you. And everybody's weak. So it's okay to be weak, isn't it? It's okay to have some attractions. It's okay to have some attachments. It's okay to have a bit of greed. It's okay to have a bit of anger. Because everybody else has it. So if we want to survive in Ravan's kingdom, then the first thing we do is compromise. We become complacent. Right? And what you're doing when you become complacent, you're playing with your self-respect. And if you're playing with your self-respect, you're playing with time. Because this is the time, Sangam Yoga, is the only time for transformation. Underline this. No other time in the cycle can you transform and become your fullest, highest potential. Only at this time. And at this time, the person that helps you the most to transform is who?
Baba.
I mean, you've got God on your side. Not the President of the United States, thankfully.
Right?
But you've got God on your side. And Baba, every thought and feeling he wants to respond to. Baba's there. Baba wants to know because you are his world. Baba doesn't have another one in his world. This is the time to really transform. I want you to look at this video very carefully. Okay, so keep your mind relaxed. Make sure you can see the video. And just watch it. Then we'll debrief afterwards. How does a caterpillar become with a butterfly? Comes out of his shell, he eats his own egg to have enough energy for the long journey ahead. The caterpillar's job is to eat a lot of leaves until he himself is 100 times bigger and ready for a new life. The caterpillar pushes his body into a cocoon and splits his skin open. Shedding his former self. Then the outer skin hardens. The caterpillar actually digests himself. It's goo inside. After a couple of days, he's ready . Start the process all over again, courtesy of the dodo.
Mabel.
So if we have an example like this in nature, this is nature giving us an example of a radical transformation, right? Who would imagine this fat little larva butt caterpillar that's eating, would turn into the lightest thing on earth, a butterfly. So, can you doubt that you right now, sitting as you are here, can actually become an angel and a deity? If nature's showing us a radical transformation can happen, then it is possible, isn't it? Right. So what did you understand about the transformation process through the video?
It might be painful.
It might be painful. Yes, of course. Yes.
Is there like outer shell?
he had to go into his, give up his outer skin to grow inside. Right? You're shedding. A big part of transformation is shedding your self-image again and again and again. Right? When you were a teenager, you had a certain skin. Then you grew up at 19, another skin. Then another skin and another. You know, it's like shedding layers of attitude. And you're literally having to reinvent yourself. What else? You're letting go of many layers to become a better version of yourself. Yes. He didn't skip any process in there, did he? He did his best. He ate and ate and ate and ate till he was so fat. And then he pushed himself into a cocoon, right? And then he digested himself. It all became goo inside. And out of that digestion and liquid, the DNA of a new butterfly was born. I mean, it takes a lot of trust to do that to yourself. Doesn't it? Most of us are scared. That's why it's easy to be distracted and entertained, to avoid the transformation process. But if you avoid the transformation process, who are you avoiding? The best version of yourself. You're not listening to the deity that says, "Trust me, I'm inside you. I'm ready to come out." When do you surrender to a relationship? When you trust that they're right there, then you let go. A big part of Baba coming into our life and Baba loving us, Baba giving us knowledge, is he has come to restore faith and trust again. Because we didn't have Baba for half a cycle, in the golden age, you didn't even know. But for half a cycle, we went stumbling around to this person and this person and started worshipping this person and getting impressed with this one, attracted with this one. Our little human heart got broken into 100 pieces. And we started to feel inside walls. I have to protect myself. I can't enter a relationship. It's better just to be by myself. So we come to Baba with a broken heart. It's a heart that's split. Yeah? It's fragmented. It's not whole. And that's why when a heart that is split and fragmented, it creates a troubled mind. Because your heart and your mind are deeply connected. And so when your mind cannot sit still because your heart is not whole, so there's no peace in your mind. So then you go shopping again. The same thing you did in the last birth, you do again. And as we keep shopping, we realize we're not really happy. We might be entertained for a short time, but entertainment is not happiness. Yeah? And we're really good. Maya's fantastic at entertaining us, isn't she? How many gadgets, gizmos, things has she invented to entertain us? And yet, it's distracting us from the work inside. What else did you see about what it takes to transform?
Courage.
It takes courage.
Time.
Determination. Yeah, that little caterpillar was quite determined, wasn't he? He was determined to eat as much as he could. He was determined to push his fat body into his cocoon. He was, the butterfly was determined to come out. Right? Yes. Yeah. Consistency, yeah. To-do attitude, okay. Yeah, just keep doing, just keep going, yeah.
Effort.
Effort, it takes effort. Yes.
Patience,
yeah. You know, here we are, we sit here, And we think we've heard a couple of muralis, yeah, okay, we'll become a deity. You haven't eaten enough yet. That's the problem. This is how, you know, if caterpillars don't eat enough, they cannot activate the imaginal cells inside that pull them into being a cocoon. So if you don't take murli every day and eat and eat and eat and eat, the deity isn't getting any food. And if the deity isn't getting any food, who do you trust? You can't trust the deity. Because you're not even feeding it, you're starving it. So you stay locked in your current state. You're not in complete happiness, and you're not completely in Ravan's kingdom. You're in limbo, which for me is the worst place to be. You're numb inside. If you want to be completely in Ravan's kingdom, go ahead. Make the choice. Don't keep a foot in two boats. Because that cuts away your effort. And if you can't make this effort, your complete stage cannot take you, cannot reform you. Because it's the sanskaras of your perfection and your beauty that are going to inspire you to change. Isn't it? It's the sanskaras of the butterfly inside the caterpillar that pushes it to make effort. So, the more we eat Gyan and Yoga, Gyan and Yoga, Gyan and Yoga, and the more we eat, you're a child, I'm a child, let me just eat, the more we're feeding that deity inside, we're waking up those sanskaras. And look how long it took. How long did it take for that, once the caterpillar is in the cocoon, and for the butterfly to emerge, how long did it take? No. 2 days. 2 days. It took a long time for the caterpillar to eat. Yeah, that's a stage of a couple of weeks, that it grows to 100 times its size. But the actual moment of transformation was like 2 days. This fat, gooey caterpillar becomes a beautiful butterfly in 2 days. So does transformation take a long time? What takes a long time? Correct. Which means this is the one time to make effort over a long period of time. Be consistent in your efforts. Don't go shopping in your efforts. You're shopping in your efforts. Let me go to this Didi and this sister, maybe she'll give me an answer to. Let me go here. Maybe I'll get something from you. Maybe go listen to Deepak Chopra. Let me go listen to this guy. Let me go listen to this. Don't go shopping. There's only one shop here. That's Murli. That's Baba and Murli. And so, since... Is that traffic control? Okay, let's have a moment of traffic control, Sister Dipti. And then we can move over. Everything made sense so far? Yeah? So the thing to ask yourself is, what is my effort? What is my consistent effort? Because you can only build your self-respect and prevent self-sabotage if you keep making effort to grow. Now if that little caterpillar had to become 100 times bigger than itself, yeah? Imagine, look at you in this state. Imagine how big you've got to become. Right. Now we're not talking about adding on 80 kilos or something. We're talking about stretching in your capacity. And the only way that happens is when you say Haji. we have been from childhood asked to do things that I have no experience for. I said, yes. I gave it a shot. I did it. I said, yes. I said, yes to Baba. Yes to Amrit Vela. Yes to Murali. Yes to evening yoga. Yes, 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 yes. And I got stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched. Right? And that's the secret to your potential emerging. When you say a big yes to Baba from here. And it's not a conditional yes. And sometimes. Some souls. I love Baba, but... dot, dot, dot. I want to do service, but... dot, dot, dot. Only if I get to go to this place, I can do service. Only if I have two rooms, a single room to myself, in the center. Only if I have an office, I can do service. So you cannot place conditions on God. If you say to Baba, I'm available. Are you ready for what Baba has to give you? Are you sure?
Yeah,
yeah, so when he comes to you, don't just say, oh, I'm not sure I can do that. This is how Daddy Janki grew. You know, when Daddy came to London, she was 61. Between 61 and 104, she toured the world 1.5 times and was instrument to open centers in 120 countries worldwide. Do you know how much energy that takes? There was no roadmap. There was no plan. No rule book. Every morning at Amrit Vela, she would sit in front of Baba and she would say, I'm available. And she accepted everyone and everything that came to her. And she put 100% effort in each soul, each situation. She gave her best to everything. And that's how we have centers and Brahmins in so many countries worldwide. Yeah? So Sister Dipti, weigh in here please with your thoughts.
It's so beautiful to be in the gathering. I feel myself to be right in the heart of Madhuban. And I think this is, for me, such a beautiful moment because I'm seeing the names even online, and the journey is a long journey together. So I think today we are sitting collectively in so many beautiful ways together. And I think Madhuban is where their heart is. But right now, so much of the world has arrived in Madhuban. So it's such a beautiful moment. And to those who made it possible, so many blessings to you. Absolutely. It's like Baba has a way to remember every child. And this is really the journey. As you're talking now, Sister Gopi, about being available. And I think this is such a beautiful journey to watch how Baba works. Because sometimes along our way, we forget who we really are and the abilities that we have and what Baba knows about me and his drishti is on me. And because Baba sees me through time, it's an eternal journey that we've had. And in this journey, Baba knows me completely. And very often we make ourselves available to Baba in those terms and conditions because of the way we see ourselves in the present moment. And yet Baba knows something much, much more bigger about me. I think about times when today I'm remembering Daddy Janki and times when we would sit at Indraprastha and Daddy would make a few comments, and I wrote them down in my little diary. At that time, they used to give us this very little diary that you could use for the rest of the year. And I remember writing down just a few sentences each time she said something. And I see how they bear fruit years later. And I feel if Daddy had that vision, and if Daddy was able to see the soul in its fullness, how Baba sees me. And so this whole journey of being available, very often I may not be available with my heart and being because I don't see myself in the fullness of who I am. Baba knows how to use me, and he will use me in its unique way. I know I always love to be in Madhuban with the family, and it was Daddy's request always to be there. And this year the drama is a little different because I have to nurse a sister. But yeah, I am. And
tell them who you're nursing and what condition she has.
So I'm nursing one of our divine sisters in South Africa. And she's such an amazing soul. She's in her advanced stage of cancer. And so it's so powerful to watch how the soul operates so distinctly from the body. It's an amazing moment. I don't feel that I'm nursing someone, but I'm listening to a soul speaking. It's amazing how much our body influences our conversations. And yet when the body is not able to give the cooperation, the soul speaks. It's incredible.
The soul has mouth cancer. The person who she's dealing with has mouth cancer, cancer of the mouth. So can't
cancer
speak.
Of the mouth, yeah. And it's just incredible how, you know, last night she said to me that for a long time this body told me what to do. But now I tell the body what to do. And it's incredible. The doctors say one thing, but the soul is operating from a very different space. And I feel that she's serving incredibly. So sometimes even in our life's journey, we may see certain obstacles or so-called obstacles that may come in our way. And we think, because this is there, I can't do the other. And yet, in Baba's journey, there's never, ever a moment where I can't. There really isn't. I found that being with the sister, the soul was able to operate from such a space that I know that she's serving benevolently to the world, even though the body is going through its limitation. So being available to Baba really allows me the opportunity, my own fear and my own guilt. And you know, Gopi, earlier on you were talking about the 84-bird soul that I am. And in that journey of the 84 births, I had sustained purity till this very last birth. And it may have been in different formats. I'm talking about all of us. And sometimes what happens is maybe in this birth, certain things have not been 100%. But they leave an impression on me. And they make me feel guilty about my purity. And I think Baba wants us to stretch beyond that, because the fact that I am still present right now, I've played such an elevated part of purity through the golden, silver, copper, and iron age. And sometimes it's a beautiful thing to do where you walk through those four ages and look at the kind of purity you may have held, the purity of the golden age, the purity of the silver age, the purity of the copper age, where there was such unadulterated devotion, and the purity of the iron age, where you searched and you arrived at this point. I think when one is able to embrace that level of purity, one actually lets go of guilt. Because I find one of the main reasons why we sabotage in our own efforts is there's a quiet guilt. And that quiet guilt is, yeah, well, I'm not so pure. Well, I did this, I've done that. But in my whole story, this is a seconds moment. It's not my whole story. It's one page of my book. And so when I'm able to see, then I can see this one page in its context. And I also am aware that in this one page, when I really feel I need help, Baba's present. Today he said, hold on to your highest title of being a Master Almighty. Baba is Almighty and I'm Master Almighty. And so I'm able to invoke the power to be able to step beyond and go beyond my guilt. I'm talking about guilt this evening because guilt is a very quiet sanskar that compromises our efforts. It sabotages our journey because it deeply eats into my self-respect. Every time I want to step into my self-respect, the guilt is saying, but really? Like today Baba was saying, you are a deity soul. And then sometimes Baba said, you wonder whether is this you? And so what is it that's coming in the way? It's my guilt. And guilt at the end of the cycle takes on many quiet forms. It may not be so gross and penetrating. And that quiet and penetrating energy of guilt compromises my effort-making line. And so I don't take fully from Baba. And so together with guilt, I lose power. I lose a lot of power because I don't understand. And I very often refer to the story of Lion King. And this is really our story. Lion King, where I'm sure you all did watch it, so at some point. But really, little Simba was made to believe that he was the cause of his father's death, until he began to understand. And Rafiki, the yogi that was able to match the blood of the king, reminds Simba once again of who he is. So like in the copper period time where he lived with Pumbaa and all these wonderful friends, it was like the copper age period where they were all very happy, but they weren't in their power until once again, he's reminded once again. And what took him to his stage where he lost all power was guilt. And I think that in this retreat, when we are going to the journey of being with just one, I share from my heart to say to you, look very honestly within yourself and ask yourself, where in my journey do I compromise my effort? And what are the inner dialogues that happen within that tells me that I'm not worthy? What is it that is spotlighted when I'm trying to make effort?
Can you just repeat the first question, Dipti, so that they write it down? Just repeat the question slowly because we'll be doing some spiral writing.
So what was the first question? Okay.
Where in my journey, So write this down, because you're going to be doing spiral writing on this. Where in my journey do I compromise in my efforts?
Yes.
Question number one. Can you put that in the chat? Where in my journey do I compromise my efforts? Okay, next question, Dipti.
When I'm looking into my journey, what is spotlighted so that I don't see the whole story?
When you know, I'm looking like, into my journey, what is it that pulls my attention and prevents me from seeing the whole picture?
Yeah, is it's that, loud. Something that's loud. It's not the whole.
Yeah. So when I look in my journey, what is loud, speaking loudly to me, that perhaps doesn't let me see the full picture? There's something loud. Right. In my journey, there's something speaking to me loudly, pulling my attention, not letting me see the bigger picture of who I am. What is that thing?
And then thirdly, invoking Daddy Janki into the room with us tonight, just the whole aspect of to let go of my cleverness and ask myself with honesty, simplicity, sachitta, cleanliness, what's three words in English?
Sachai, safai, sadgi. Honesty, cleanliness, and simplicity. Honest, so clean, and simple.
Yeah. So really just today, because once you do that at the beginning of the retreat...
So what's the question in relation to these three?
So to take these three qualities of truth, cleanliness, and simplicity, and write to yourself, where am I right now? Without any cleverness and complication, because then the journey can begin. Because the first one is I saw what I'm compromising in my effort, then what is loud. Now the third aspect is let's be real. Where am I right now? So the question for where am I right now, start with it with that truth, that cleanliness and simplicity. So it's not too much of additional energy.
So where am I right now? You're not analyzing yourself in a clever way, but you're going to put three values in front of you. Truth, honesty, truth, cleanliness and simplicity. And then you're going to ask yourself, where am I right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you clear? Got all three questions? Because you're going to have to write on this afterwards, and I can see somebody does sitting here peacefully looking, but without a notebook. Where's your notebook? It's in your room. Right, angels. Notebooks are not to be left in your room. Okay. Yes. Continue, Dipti.
Then I really feel that Madhuban is really a place where Baba has called you. For myself, in the midst of my program, I have decided that for the next 5 days, I will be present. From this morning, I was quite present, regardless of my other duties, because I feel that when we are present, Baba will be able to help us. Baba has called you to Madhuban, and Baba wants to really support your journey, not just for yourself, but because the world needs you right now. You are sitting there not just because you are in the youth retreat, You are sitting there because Baba's drishti has fallen on you. And right now the world needs you. And Baba is here to fill the soul with so much of power. And the more and more I'm able to take that power from Baba at this time, Baba will do deep, deep work on the soul in a very, very deep and penetrating way. And so every time you find that in the next 5 days your energy drops to anything, come back to today where you know and you just remember this one line, Baba has called me to Madhuban because Baba wants to do this work with me. Yeah? Very beautiful. It's such a privileged moment. It's such an honor. Baba is doing this with me right now. Being with the One. Forget everyone else. You have been personally called. You are not there because of any other reason. And each one of us that is online too. Make these 5 days incredibly powerful. And use this time so that we collectively vibrate in such a way that this gift can be available to the world.
Mm.
Isn't it, Asti, Suzanne? I see many names, even
in all the Zoom people.
Yes, they are all here present. It's beautiful. Can you see them all?
Not the gallery view. Put them on gallery.
Put your, just for a few seconds,
put your faces on, everybody online.
Yes. Beautiful.
So look.
Oh, the tissue.
Oh, wave. Give everybody a good wave.
Oh, beautiful.
Look at that.
These
wonderful.
Souls and angels have been around forever.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Sister Asi is in Israel, in the middle of, you know, what's going on. Other souls around the world.
I see Brother Augusto.
Brother Augusto from South America. Hello.
Sister Leticia's there.
Oh. Is there anyone online that would like to share something or ask a question? Do you feel that you're part of the retreat?
Suzanne, put your camera on.
Leticia.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Not
yes,
so well. You have to come closer to the mic and shout a bit.
I'm not sure it's such a good mic on this device.
That's better.
It's just to say how lovely it is to have this connection. And as I was yesterday, I watched the
cultural program,
and it was like just realizing, you know, it's been so many years of being there, and it's like it's part of the soul. It's like we grew up in this, and it's so even though I'm not there with you now, this connection, it's like alive, you know. It's hard to put it into words, but just deeply appreciating the fortune in drama for having these experiences and memories as part of the journey. And yeah, just connecting now, even though we're not there, it's in me. So it's like being there, as it was saying. Yeah.
Thank you, sister.
And I'll be just another one.
Yeah. Leticia, also Baba's original jewel from so long. Say hello to us, Leticia.
From France.
I can't hear you.
Is it better now? Can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was so calling from Advan and I couldn't not be present today.
Yes.
And it's so lovely to be with all of you, and even if we will be subtly with all the youth during the 5 days, as bigger is the gathering, we will be with all of you. And no matter, even if there is young age or oldest, we are all together and on the same energy and same journey of transformation. And yeah, it's so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leticia. Lovely to hear from you. Anyone else online? It's beautiful to have you with us. Glad you made the effort to join. Suzanne is here.
Hello, enchanté everyone. Yes, I'm here. I just, I have been a bit unwell the last day, so I can't have my camera on at the moment. But I also feel it's just so wonderful to tune in and to be there, and I just instantly felt when I joined online how I'm transported back into Madhuban and into all these years in December. It's amazing how powerful it is. So I feel very, very glad and fortunate, and will also be there in my heart for these coming 5 days.
Okay, great. Okay, so who else is there?
Piyush.
Piyush is here in person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's sitting in this room. I think some people have sent a message on chat. Darshini has said something on chat.
Yeah, she's settling but sending lots and lots of love
from Oxford. Okay, yeah. So everybody has three questions now. Question one, where
some
am I?
New online, maybe.
From Vietnam? We have Vietnam online? Michelle, where are you from, Michelle? Michelle Mskia.
Unmute.
You need to just unmute.
Malaysia.
Malaysia, Michelle. Welcome. You want to share anything?
Sorry, can't talk.
Okay, fine. Sure, no problem. Anyone else online would like to share?
Karima, Vancouver. Say hello. Your face sounds so enthusiastic. Say something.
Hi, everyone. I also have two sisters from Vancouver here, Aridhya sister, and I see Lakshita sister's name as well. Well, the class was to start at 3:30 a.m. here, but it's lovely to join. And I felt that it's so pertinent to address this topic of, you know, how falling into comfort zone is so, so silent, and then how it sort of starts to eat away at the power. And what is the way to get it back is to eat and eat and eat a lot. So it's a really good starting point. Thank you so much to both of you, and hello to all the participants.
Bhutan? Shapna? Bhutan? Unmute. Share a few words.
I'm thankful to Sister Prajwal for sending me the link. This is my first time joining the forum, and then I'm looking forward to learning a lot from you guys. I couldn't be there in person this time, but we are coming there on January 15th, so I'm really excited to be there in Madhuban and meet you in person. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else who's like dying to say something? And the sisters are just not asking you, so please unmute and say something. Anybody?
Russia.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Hello.
Where are you
everyone.
From, Russia?
From Lebanon.
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 Yeah. I would like to thank you, everyone, for every word you said, for the deep meaning words. It really touched my heart. So we're away from Lebanon, but our hearts are there.
Oh, wonderful, Russia. Hope you can be with us for the next 5 days.
Yes, hopefully. You'll join us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
See what effort? 3:30 in the morning. Someone's from a war zone. And yet, technology has helped us and made it possible for us to be together. And so I know that Baba's doing his work. You know, every December, Baba would send special messages for the youth, right? Many times. Baba would give special attention to the youth every December. And I know that the yajna began with this energy. All of the daddies were 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old, 16 years old. And that's why Baba is attracted to this energy, because this is creative energy. And so don't ever think that nobody sees you. The fact that you're sitting here means that you're in Baba's drishti. The fact that we're together, online, offline, it means there's a thread of something of Baba's that's connecting all of us, that's pulling us together. And you know, the daddies had a beautiful friendship with each other. All the daddies. Even though each one was so different, they accepted each other as they were. So much love and respect. And I know from my experience over the last 25 years that the foundation of this movement, I would say, has been friendship. Isn't that true? Yeah. And that's what we are extending, is friendship, spiritual friendship out to the whole family. So that we can laugh and play and sing and learn and grow and eat and eat and eat. Everything, all in one. And whatever you want to do, we do it in Baba's home. Right? We play, we sing, we laugh, we dance, we do everything in Baba's home with Baba. That's the sanskara we want to take back. Okay, so time is up. Time is calling us to a semi-end. Tomorrow we will meet again. We've got a very special day tomorrow. Brother Brijmohan Bhai, and then Sister Neelu with stories of Daddy. And then, what else? Is this Tapovan? Well, I don't know if we'll be videoing it. But we've got two very special resources tomorrow. So it'll be great, and it's a Friday tomorrow. So it'll be great to have you with us. Okay, so let's close this piece with a few minutes of meditation. Anything else you want to share, Dipti, to finish with?
No, I think it's just, I just have a vision of how we our collective energy together for the next 5 days becomes like a halo, a circle of light for the whole world.
Yes.
And so one is that it's a retreat that we are having, but what will vibrate from this will be like a halo of protection the world, and this is the power that we have with Baba. So to use this next 5 days till, you know how Daddy Janki always just used to share that finish, finish, finish. As the days came closer to the 31st, she really encouraged us to look inside and say, let go, let go, let go. So let these 5 days be such a powerful moment of courage that we truly let go that which no longer is serving me at all, so that I can be just with one, and this will create such light for the world. So that's my vision, and I committed to the next 5 days completely.
So we have to start a wave. You know the Mexican wave?
Mm.
Yeah? That you have to put your hands in the air free to do a wave, right? That means after we finish this session, we're going to do some spiral writing. Because when Dipti Ben was talking about guilt, it's a thorn. You understand? And if you don't know where that thorn is pricking you, it keeps pricking you, and then you accept the thorn. And you live with the thorn. Now it's time to see it and pull it out. And lift your hands up and say, I'm free. And we start a wave, Baba's wave across the world. I used to ask Daddy, how is it possible that one person can help to create transformation? And you know what she said to me? She said, start a wave. It's just a wave. A wave here, a wave here, and a wave here. Start a wave. And imagine if we collectively focus on the same things, sincerely, the wings and the flap of a butterfly from one side of the world can create a tsunami on the other side. So the vibration of a collective wave is going to be making things happen. Okay? So, hang up all the slackness, everything else you've been at home, on the coat hook. Here, it's time to be different. So let's have a couple of moments, drishti, meditation to close, and then we can move to the next part of the program.